I'm looking for a Marge Peterson.
This is Marge.
Oh, Marge, my name's Chuck Drazel. I'm a school teacher out here in California, and I'm wondering if you might be willing to help my 7th grade geography students with a project they're working on. Let me explain to you what we're going to do. It simply involves my calling you for 5 straight days and asking you a few questions about where you live, and you just have to respond to those questions without giving away the location of your home.
Oh.
And that way, my students, hopefully by the clues that we discuss for 5 days, will be able to figure out where you live. Is that something you'd be willing to do for us?
Oh, sure, Mr. Grazel. Anything for the children.
Ah, terrific. Great. Well, let's get started then. What I'm going to do each day is I'm going to ask you, first of all, I'm going to ask you a little bit about your weather each day. And then after you give us some information on your weather, our kids have weather maps that they can work with, then I'm going to ask for maybe a few geographic details that they'll be able to use to maybe lead them in the right direction.
Oh, I hope I know the answers.
Well, you certainly must be able to tell us about your weather today.
Oh, quite a nice day, really. Weather was, the highs were in the 40s, maybe even 50s. But no rain, just some clouds. Really quite nice for this time of year.
Quite nice. And just so we remember, this is in November, so we're talking now. So 40s and 50s, and that's typically pretty nice weather for this time of the year for you.
That's good for us.
All right, great,
We could have snow, but we don't.
You could. It's potential then in this time of the year for it could have been snowing.
Oh, yeah.
I see. Okay, well, I'll ask again each day when I call about the weather, and I can just be our local reporter on the spot.
Sure.
And then why don't you tell us let's start with maybe the basic topography of your state. Tell us a little bit about your state topographically.
It's pretty flat. There's lots of lakes.
Lots of lakes?
Lots of lakes, but mostly flat. Some hills and a couple corners, maybe.
Okay, hills and corners, pretty flat. Lots of lakes. Well, there's a lot of states that have lots of lakes in them. Okay, well, that's a start, basically, on our topography. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you could tell us just a little bit about what you might have done today, and maybe there'll be some information in that that will help our kids.
Oh, well, the weather's so nice. I went for a long walk, went around one of our lakes, down by the farmer's market, too.
Farmer's market? That must be kind of almost ready to close up this time.
Well, yeah, this time of year, there's not much but apples and root vegetables, but picked up some potatoes and turnips and make a lovely hot dish.
A hot dish? Oh, that's, I hear those are popular in your part of the country there.
Oh, yes.
Great. Okay, well, that's a great start. We'll let them chew on those clues a little bit, and then I'll give you a call back tomorrow. Let's see.
When should I be home?
Well, what's a good time for you, actually? What would be most convenient for you?
Oh, about lunchtime.
Lunchtime? Okay, well, we'll try around lunchtime. Now out here we eat lunch usually about noon, so if I'm going to calculate noon your time, then I'll just have to make allowance for the time difference then. All right.
Oh, that won't catch you up too early, will it?
Oh, I don't think so. So I will call you about noon your time tomorrow.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to talking to you then.
Well, Mrs. Peterson, we really appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, no
problem. Fun.
Sure.
All right,
no
thanks
problem.
Again. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right,
goodbye.
Thanks a lot. Bye.